Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's try and understand what is really going on with the United States and Iran. President Trump has warned that Iran would pay many times over if American servicemen are killed. And this warning obviously comes after there have been some deaths of American military. To help us unpack the significance of these remarks and what they could mean for the broader Middle East, we are joined by Yigal Marcus, who is Director at Republicans Overseas. Yigal, welcome. Thanks once again for joining us. President Trump has warned that Iran will pay many times over if U.S. servicemen are killed. How significant is the statement, and what message is he trying to send to Iran?
I think it's a very significant message, and I think that Iran needs to hear it very, very clearly. We will not put up, President Trump will not put up with death or injury of American servicemen and women. And, you know, he has been one of the most effective defenders and advocates for our military. Really from day one, and that's just, not just since he's been president, but since he was a businessman. He loves the military. He protects them like they were his own children. And if you're going to go after our military, there's going to be hell that rains down upon you. And he made that very clear to the Iranians. The Iranians need to hear that very clearly, because President Trump has no patience for injury or death amongst our military heroes. And he will defend them no matter what it takes.
So is this primarily aimed at deterring Iran, or is it also intended to reassure American troops, American allies, other Gulf states? Who is this message aimed at?
It's aimed at everybody. First and foremost, Iran. Iran would be very smart to stop these attacks on American bases and American personnel. And live by the MOU that they signed with the United States and free the Straits of Hormuz. They won't. They can't. They will. You know, they will not. These are not honorable people, and so it will continue. But it's also for the United States of America. You know, President Trump over the last couple of months, before the MOU was signed, he told the American people that when there's some kind of agreement, the price of oil will drop. And very, very quickly. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. And so he built up a lot of credibility when that happened, which is why I think one of the reasons why he felt comfortable going back to war. But now the question of American troop safety is at hand. And the same president that built and earned the trust of the American people about the price of oil will turn to them and say, I'm going to protect them. To the absolute most, I'm not playing games. If Iran wants to continue, we will take care of that problem. There have been injuries. There have been, you know, since July 7th, the reports came out around 100 injuries of American soldiers. 96% of that. These are the heroes we're talking about. You get injured, you go right back. 96%. And because of the heroic actions of these people, we owe it to them to defend them to the utmost. And if they continue to get hurt or, God forbid, killed, President Trump will continue to incur a punishment that is far more than the damage that they think they're incurring against the American people.
So we know that Iran continues and has always relied on proxy groups rather sometimes than direct military confrontation. Does a warning like this change the calculation or include those groups as well?
No, because Iran, without their proxy terror network, is a nothing. And as a result of that, they need those groups. Like, for example, the Houthis yesterday came out and are now blocking and blockading Saudi Arabia and the last remaining sea exit for oil down. And so they need the Houthis, they need Hezbollah to create the pressure, at least in their own minds, that they're putting on the international community. So no matter what happens, and that's part of the problem, and I think President Trump is seeing that, that no agreement can exist when these groups exist. These groups have to be destroyed. period. There's no other way of looking at it. And as a result, and we've seen them being rearmed. We've seen an enormous amount of arms and more sophisticated drones and missiles being shipped to Hezbollah. And by the way, to the Houthis, where do you think they're coming from? They're coming from Iran. So Iran is trying to create this noose around the international community and around the United States of America. And we have to be steadfast in destroying them and eliminating them.
So one of my concerns is that Iran has always been this master, well, I don't know, master, but very, very much attracted to and has used dramatic, warlike rhetoric. Given that, how are they likely to interpret what Trump is saying? Are they going to take it seriously or see it as they would from their perspective, which is just more dramatic language of war?
Well, here's the thing. They were embarrassed because they were, heavily impacted from the original war. They are not a people, at least the IRGC and these Islamists who run the country, they're not a people who value death. Who value life. They're not afraid of dying. They're perfectly happy to die for their religion. And as a result, I don't think this is going to make a difference. We've seen the magnitude of the attacks against them go up and up and up pretty significantly since the beginning of this latest round of fighting. And I think it will continue to go up until they really begin getting hurt with infrastructure that will, affect their ability to communicate, affect their ability to transport, affect their ability to really do anything. And I think that's where we're headed. And we're headed there because they have pride that they can't seem to shirk. They have a love of death, which is celebrated. And as a result, the things that normal actors around the world would be afraid of are not concerning to them. And that's what makes them such a dangerous enemy, and it makes them a dangerous network in the Middle East and around the world, is that when you have people who aren't afraid of dying, they can do anything they want, and putting them, sending them to their next world is something that they celebrate, and it's not something that the rest of the world celebrates. We love life. They don't.
Finally, should we view this as another form of this heightened rhetoric, or do you believe now that this is incrementally increasing the likelihood of even greater conflict in the region?
Yeah, so I mean, when you look around and you look at how many countries have been attacked and are really in active fighting, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, the UAE, I mean, this has already spread over the last 10 days. So I'm not, it could continue to spread. There is pressure that I'm reading, and I don't know this for a fact, but I am reading that there is pressure amongst some, probably the J.D. Vance part of his circle, that are pressuring President Trump to try to have another ceasefire. But we know that they won't keep it, and so continuing down that path and giving Iran more oil and more money, it's just going to continue the cycle. I think that it wouldn't surprise me if this is a more of a decisive blow on behalf of the president of the United States of America, try to really eliminate their ability to control the Straits of Hormuz, and then negotiate from a position of much, much more strength and bring them to their knees.
Yigal Marcus, thank you. Director at Republicans Overseas, talking to us about President Donald Trump's warning to Iran that they will pay many times over if U.S. servicemen are killed.